So we're holding over here the Banim on Peyamun Aleph. We're saying that Yitzias, we're trying to deal with what's Yitzias HaShabbos, the Shtayim Shein Arba. So we said, we understand Yitzias is Haitzah, but the Gemara was Maisif, what's the Arba of Hachnasa? So in fact, the Gemara, where do you see that it's called Haitzah? It's called Hachnasa. So we said the bottom line is Amravashi Tana Hachnasa Nami Haitzah Kaila. The Tana of the Mishnah calls Hachnasa also Haitzah. It's like the Ma'am and Ma'ai. Where do you see that? The Tanan, look in the Mishnah, Maitzi Meshus Lashus Chayiv. The Mishnah says in Zakrashi, Be'inyan Avas Melachas, Hamaitzi Meshus Lashus, if you care from one Rashus to another Rashus, Yechayiv. Mila Askinan, aren't we talking about the Kamaya Liyule? Aren't we talking about also bringing it in? That means you're taking it from one shus to another shus. Doesn't make a difference what way. From a shus ram to a shus yachad to a shus yachad to a shus ram. And still it says, ha-maitzi. So you see, maitzi could be used from a shus ram to a shus yachad, which is hachnasa. Zakr Ashi, milay askinon de kamay le yulet, de al-kochach kaimalon nami baha de chayiv, de koi le ha-maitzi. And that's called Hamaitzi. Hamaitzi Mishus Lashus. Haitza Kaila Shamaitzi Amim Kaima. Okay, we'll see that in a minute. Zakti Gemara, Fakti Gemara, Vidilma, maybe Kamapik Mishus Ayachel Lashus Aravim. Maybe you're taking out, when it says Hamaitzi Mishus Lashus, is only discussing when you're taking out from Mishus Ayachel Lashus Aravim. Mechtes to say is going both ways. So Gemara, Mkain, if so, Nisni. Let it say someone is Maitzi Mishus Yachal Shus Ram. My Mishus Lashus. What's it referring to when it's saying Mishus Lashus? That Philim Mishus Ram Mishus Yachid, even if it's from Mishus Ram to Shus Yachid, Kakai La Haitza. And it's calling it Haitza. So fine, so we see very clearly that it's called Haitza even from Mishus Ram to Shus Yachid, which is Hachnasa. Because I guess you could have thought that Hamaitzi Mishus Lashus means it doesn't say Klar Mishus Ram to Shus Yachid. So if you have a Shaila about it, you would say that it means just Mishus Yachid to Shus Ram. So that Gemara says, no, there's no more to be Mechalik. And Fakat, let it say Mishus Yachid to Shus Ram. Why did it say Mishus Lashus? It's mashma both ways. Zak Gemara, the time of mine. What's the reason for this? Any moving an object, that's called Haitza. So it's not so much Hachnasa, Haitza.
You're taking it from somewhere.
Right. You're taking the object from someplace. Amar Avinu. Masnisa Nami Deka. The Mishnah is also Mashmoy that. A riot to that. Diktani, because it says Yitzias Shabbos Shtayim Shenaba Befinim Shtayim Shenaba Bechutz. They come and find Hachnasa, and then the Mishnah goes and explains Hachnasa. Shema Amina that when it says Maitzi, it means Hachnasa is included in that. Zokri Hashim Masnisen not by us. The Masechta Shabbos Dayik Hachnasa Kari Yitzia. Hachnasa Kari Yitzia. The Ka'ama Yitzia is Hashabbos Shtayim. Upirish, Hachnasa la alta, Diktani Hasam, and over there means Hachnasa. Diktani Hasam, because right away it explains Hachnasa. Keitzad, Ha'oni Aymed Bechutz, Balabayas Befnim, Pasha Ta'oni Es Yadei Lefnim, the Oni sticks his hand Lefnim, Venasan Lesechai, Lesech Yadei Shabal Bayas. So this Oni sticks his hand inside and gives it to the hand of the Balabayas. That's what the Mishnah says over there. I know Hachnasa. And that is the case of Hachnasa. Therefore, we're telling you that it's obvious that Haitza is called Hachnasa. Rava Amar. Rava says, Rishuyi is Ketani. Rishuyi is Shtabish. Daim. Rava is answering the Shaila differently. He's going back to what we spoke about when it says Yitzhi is the Shaila Shtayim. What does it mean, Shtayim? Shtayim means two Rishuyis. Rishuyi is Yachid. And through that, there are four Isurim. Bifnim and four bechutz. So he's coming to answer that when it says Rishuyis, it doesn't mean it means Pashut, one's a Shusar Amma, one's a Shusar Yachid.
So now it all makes sense to say that you Yitziyah both ways.
So now what?
Now it makes sense to say that you're taking and putting from Sim, right? Because we're not saying Yitziyahs.
We're discussing Rishus. Yeah. Zakti Gemara, the Mishnah said, Maris Begoyim Shnayim Shenaba. Rashi says over here, Rashi really goes on the Mishnah. Shnayim Shenaba, Mari Loshin Zacha. Who? Lahachi Tnan Lahu Beloshin Zacha. Kirchsiv Mara Hanoiga. Savav, who married the most covered Hashem. Okay, so that's what it says, Nega as Loshin Zacha. Shnayim, Ksuvin says two. Se'es Ubaheres. Says Eis and Behes. This apachas ain't no shame nega. Kidlakamon el loshen tofel acher. So what's the two, which turns into four, is only the fact that it says Eis and Behes. Shein ha'avi yeshachal rambis b'lehem beis teldos miribuyah this apachas. Since how do you know anything about a telda? Since it says apachas, apachas teaches you about teldos. Okay, Dr. Gemara. Baharas, so we have two words again. We have Seis and Baharas. Tnan Hossa. Marais Nigayim Shnayim Shenaba. Baharas is Azok Kishalag. Baharas is the one word of the Pasuk. That's white like snow. What does it mean? What does it mean? Azok Zaknashi. Baharas Azok Kishalag. Azok Levona B'yaisa. It's extremely white. The Kamam Mefarash Manale. Later on we'll explain where do we know that from. Fine. So that's Beharis. Shniyala, second to it, is Kesid Ha'echa. Okay, so now what does that mean? What does it mean, Shniyala? Zakrashi. Shniyala, Kesid Ha'echa. No, it's because I have to see the rest of the Gemara next line. That's number two. Se'es. What's Se'es? Ketzem Elavon. Like wool. Shniyala. It told to it is like the outside of an egg. Okay, so it was Zakri Ashi. Shniyala kisid heichel. The afa gav the tzemel lavan. Azo, even though se'es is tzemel lavan, as we said, right? As wool. So even though wool is stronger, that means stronger in whiteness. Say again. You have shelag, snow. That's the whitest. Then we said the told of Beharis is Sidah Echel, which is what's Sidah Echel? Sidah Echel is the wall of the Echel. The what?
Line.
Yeah, the line of the Echel. Yeah. So we're telling you that's the told of Beharis. Then Se'es comes along and says it is Tzema Lavan. Tzema Lavan, Zakrashi, is wider than Sidah Echel. Okay? So even though Sidah Echel is a tilde of Sheleg, of Beharis, but Se'es is wider, Tzema Lavan is wider than Sidah Echel. Zakrashi.
We don't know which one is supposed to be wider, Beharis or Se'es.
Well, Beharis is the widest, the Gemara said. Azok Kishela, as Rashi explained, Azal Levana B'Yaisa. Zok Rashi Shniyala Kesid Heichel. The Afagav the Tzemel Lavan Aza Livne Nusa Misid. Even though it's Tzemel Lavan, which is wool, which is Se'es, which in the Gemara is listed as third, but that's really wider than Sid Heichel. Al Kochach Se'es. Show Av Karev Elivnusa Shal Beharis. Se'es, which is the Av, is more similar to Beharis, which is the snow. Elisha Gavoya Mimenu Ma'at, it's a little bit taller than it, which means it's a little bit not as wide as it. Mitech Shein Alavan Kamayu, it's not as wide as it. Chaldova Shachad Nir Gavoya Min Alavan. Anything which is dark looks looks higher than white, taller. Lefikach nikras se'es, that's what it's called se'es. Vashniya is, and second to it, shenis shabu lahem sid, which it's marbe sid, vikrumbeya, and krumbeya. Those are the two tellers, sidah hechel and krumbeya. Vasid lava minakrum, the sid is whiter than krum, ulamata minakrum in a nega, and anything that's darker than krum is not a nega. Elabayik. Each telda is whiter than the other if the father is whiter. So the father of is Beheres and Se'es. Beheres is whiter than Se'es. So its telda is whiter than Se'es. Hilkach, Sid le Beheres ve Krum le Se'es. Sid is for Beheres, and Krum is for Se'es. Because Krum is not as white. V'riba ha'kasav ha'satodos ha'staf ma'vesem ha'kigris shehu she'e nega. So therefore, the pasuk was ma'abetel. So again, so let's get clear. There are four colors. So Beheres is the whitest. That's snow.
It's told as number two.
Its tail is number three.
Wow, we say
it's whiteness. And whiteness. Se'es, which is also meforish in the pasuk, which we said is tzeme lavan, which is wool, is number two. Then we kick, the tailers kick in. The tail of Beheres, which is Sidah Eichel, is number three. And the tail of Se'es, which is Krumbeya, is number four. Clear? There are two avos and two tildes. So we're saying the avos is Beheres, one is Beheres, and one is Se'es. So even though the Gemara is saying it out of order a little bit, but not really, because the Gemara is saying the av and the tilde. Beheres is the whitest, right? And its tilde doesn't go next, doesn't go number two. Its tilde goes number three, because Beheres is the pasuk, and Se'es is the pasuk. So the two avos are going to be the whitest. Then the toldos come next. So Beheres is the whitest, that's snow. Se'es is number two, which is tzemeh lavan. Then the tolda Beheres kicks in because it's whiter than Se'es. So the tolda Beheres is number three, and then the tolda of Se'es is number four. Okay? So Zakti Gemara. Amar Rav Chanina. The Bach puts in Amar Rava. Man Tana Maris Negayim. Who says this Mishnah Maris Negayim? That's the Loike Rav Akiva. That's not going to be like Rav Akiva. The Ik Rav Akiva. The Ik Rav Akiva. If you can say it's Rav Akiva, Akiva the Amar Zula Ma'ala Mizu. Zula Ma'ala Mizu. Rav Akiva says to be Mitzarif. It's only one on top of the other, which means the lightest one, the most white, give me tzarif with the one right above it, which is number two. Number two, give me tzarif with number three. Number three, give me tzarif with number four. Let's say you have half of it looks like snow, and half of it looks like tzemeh lavan, wool. Then there can be tzarif to the shear of a nega. So, Zokta Gemara.
Are we asking the last thing?
No. We're just asking on this itself, Master Gaim. It's Master Gaim like
a Bekiva. No, but we said Montana. We just went through a whole few daffing here through Montana. We came out, it was a Bekiva. So, we're asking now because of that?
No, I'm telling you the Vada. I'm telling you a man. It's not like a Bekiva. Maybe it makes it stronger, but it's not. The ear of Bekiva, Kiva on the Amazula Madamizu, since a Bekiva said that one goes with the other, Imkain Tihata. Sidahechel milit starif behadimat litzarifet. You were mitzarif sidahechel from being mitzarif with something else because there's no one to be mitzarifet. What's sidahechel? Sidahechel was a tilde of Beheres. That's number one. Zok Rashi. So why are you mitzarif?
Why can't you
do that? Man tano maris degorim gassina v'lagassina shnaim she'enarba. Now we're just asking, who's the Tana? We're not guys. The Kula Alma Hachi Islu. Everyone agrees with Taim Shana Belochkam. Mishana Mishnazu Belashan Aves Vitalis. The one that says that our Mishnah is Aves Vitalis, the like Kiva Kiva, the Kiva Kiva, Kiva under Amalek Haman. Since Rabbi Kiva said later on, Maris Negoim Zulam Adam Izu Nishnu Keseda Malasan, it's said in order of its Milas. Hashaleg, Snow, Tzemet, Vasid Vakar. Ramil Nakaman, Shekeseda Mishnasa name it's Tafit. And we say later on that in the Seda of the way it's learned, it's Mitzur. Zela Zevenech and Mitzdaf Ligavoya, amen. Number one can't be Mitzur for number three. Number one can be Mitzur for number two, not with number three. So, not if it's above it, 2 miles. Shtei miles, ela mila achas. That's the only time we can be Mitzur.
So we're saying it's only Mitzur. Nothing's going to start with its own Tolder, its own Acht.
True. Right, we're going to explain. Im Kain. The Hushan number Lashon Aviz Vitelda is since we said it, this Mishnah Maris Nagayim said it in the Aviz and Telda, said in the order of Aviz and Telda, which is Vaheres and it's Telda, Seis and it's Telda. So Tihata, so then you Mitaya, Mara Hasid, which one is Sid? Sid is the Telda of Vaheres. So you will Mitaya Milit Starif from being Mitzvah to something else. The mid the Tanya the Sid Shni Ala Beheres. Since you said Sid number two, which is a Telda to Beheres, like Tanya Nami Shni Ala Seis. Very Afmis Seis Hipchusa. We said the Telda of Beheres is less than the Seis itself, right? We said the order goes Beheres Seis Telda Beheres Telda Seis. But the order where it's said is not like that. The order it said is Beheres, which is the Av. Then it's Telda, then Se'ez, then it's Telda. So this Mr. Siddha Hechel, who's the Telda of Beheres, can't be Mitzurif with its father, its Av, which is Beheres, because it's really number three in line, in color. Right? Number two that says in the Gemara is really number three. Because it's not, it's a Telda of Beheres, but it's not better than Se'ez. Se'ez is in front of it. So says Dr. Rashi, Shema Mino, Svila the Tana, the Loi Bas Mino, the Seisi. It's not a Tolda of Seis. But Loi Mitzdaf about that. Umehashta Behade Man Mitzdaf, Sushi be Mitzdaf, and I Behade Beheres of Ia, if it's going to be Mitzdaf with its father, Beheres, Ha'ika Seis, Shikit Seme, Dadifa Mino Beloiven. Seme is wider than it. Nimtis Beheres, Lamailam, and Asid, Shtei Mailas. It comes up Beheres, is above Sid. Two. That's what's going to be. You got it?
You could only go one.
Could only go one up in its color. So this thing. Right, even sour. So this thing is. It's number two in writing in the Gemara, but it's really number three in color. Right? That makes sense. You got it?
In a sour, it's very hard to understand that a Tolda can't even start from the top.
Okay, but that's what Kiva said.
So why would it be a Tolda if it can't even start?
No, isn't that what the Gemara's question is? That you cannot be mistar?
No, so
you can't mitzvah with anything.
Yeah, this guy's stuck. Because it can only be mitzvah with the one written before it. Or the one written after it. But whatever, that way, not. Sakapanim. So this guy is two on top of the Beheres. So it can't be mitzvah with it. It's like the Mar, the Igre, the Kiva, Kiva, and the Amazul, the Madamizu. Mizul, the Madamizu. Can't the Ata, said the Echam, and the Tzav, the Mal, the Tzav, who should be mitzvah? Mitzafe b'had the Beheres. If you're going to want to be mitzafe with Beheres with its father, ikke se'ez da'adifa minech. The se'ez, which is better than it. Mitzafe b'had the se'ez. You want to be mitzafe along with se'ez. Lav telda d'deyu. It's not its telda. Zok Rashi. Mitzafe b'had the se'ez shumay le'echad. Why aren't you mitzafe with the one in front of it, which is se'ez? Lav telda d'dey. It's not its telda. Why? The ho. Who? Backwardson. The Shaklis Lamina, the Shavise Min Beheres. Because you took it away from it and you gave it to a, you calling it Min Beheres. Ula Rabbi Akiva, and let Rabbi Akiva, Achi Bayle, the Mitzvah. This is how it should have said. Beheres Azak Kishalim. It should have first said Beheres. Se'ez, then it should have said Se'ez Kitzem Alava. Vishniola, Sidaecha Lakuma Beya. Then it should have said the Talus. Sidaecha and Kumbay. The nimtza the meima kulu mina the hadi the each min is for itself. Ubeheres v'seheres mitzdafin. Those two avos are mitzvah because those are the order and colors. V'seheres v'sid also are mitzvah. Why? Because seheres is number two, sid is number three. Nimtza like tziyuf l'sid. Then we'll have a tziyuf to the sid. He's just explaining Rashi that it should have said two the avos. Then the two tellers, and then you would have all the mitzvah together.
Whichever one you would have said first would have been a problem if you would have singled one out.
What do you mean?
If you would have said either Sidhech Ukram Beya before the other one of them would have been a problem. That's why Rashi says you should say both together, no?
Yeah. Right. Now that I'm being mechalik to tell the first, our Tana holds that it's only mitzvah with the father, not like Rebbe Akiva that says it's mitzvah with the colors.
So Akiva doesn't hold the toldus, or he holds the toldus on mitzvah with everything.
He holds the toldus, but only mitzvah with the one next to it. What do you mean? Oh, he doesn't hold the toldus on mitzvah with the av. That's what you mean.
He holds it could be mitzvah with the av. Because it comes out in his order.
Oh, Khabib, I'm saying our Gemara, the order won't stem like Rebbe Akiva.
Rebbe Akiva holds
that in our Gemara, that the Dafka in order. So therefore, in our Gemara, won't stem. So Mela, so therefore, our Mishnah is obviously the Mishnah of Maris Degayim, is not like Rebbe Akiva. Right, because Siddha Hechel, Mr. Number 2, the guy that's written number 2, is not mitzvah with the one in front of it, with the one behind it, because it can't be mitzvah with the one behind it, because that's two ahead of him. The Av is two ahead of him, like we said, and the one in front of it is not its Av, so therefore it can't be mitzvah.
If it would have said, according to Rabbi Akiva...
Yeah, if it would have said, but we're saying, it doesn't say.
But if it would have said...
Okay. Yeah. But the Maaseh, since it doesn't say, and we say where the order works, so Mela, it doesn't sound like in this order. So Gemara, Maaseh, the Tzafe Behadei, Behas Ikas Eis that even the Tzafe Behadei says, Laav Tel the day to be mitzvah, but the one in front of it, it's not the Tel the day. In fact, the Gemara, Yachi, if so, Krum Beya Nami Behadei Man Litzafe, who should Krum Beya be mitzvah with? Krum Beya is number 4. The Tzafe Bada says, let it be mitzvah with the one before him. It's Av, Ika Sid, the other minute. So Ace is really number 2 in line. Sid is number 3. Krumbay is number 4. So it can't be mitzvah with Ace because Ace is too much behind. The Tzafe Bada Sid, let it be mitzvah with Sid, La Bamino. It's not its men, they're two different totals of different others. So Gashi, Ihachi, this is a Kibbutz, the Tzafe, the Kavai, Menesh, they might as. Why did you just ask Siddha Eichel? You have the same question as Kum Shalbeya. If you want to be Mitzafe, it's Ais, it's father. Sid the Adif Mineh. Ika Sid the Adif Mineh. How you say Ais, Gavaya Shtei Malas. Ais is 2 Malas above it. Mitzafe, Bahadeh, Sid, Laav Amineh. Shein Tadda, Laav Echad. Okay, we'll stop here.
I was just going to say that.
I have it, but you have to have Gemara. I have Gemara on my side.
But I'm saying Rabbi Akiva doesn't have a problem with a tear of the two.
That's not what we're looking for.
Rashi keeps on pointing out that there's a problem.
So our mission is a problem. The Lashon of the mission is a problem.
So the Gemara says,